Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi.
What's going on, gang? What's up, you spicy babes? What are you doing, huh? What are you doing today? What, you got a little titty out? What are you doing with that, huh? Put your fucking titty away. It's a Tuesday. Those don't come out till 7. How you doing? You all right? What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Be honest. Are you in the bath? Are you on a fucking treadmill? Are you laying on the couch? Are you just getting out of bed at 3 p.m.? I'm just curious, you know? I'm genuinely curious. What are you doing when you listen to this podcast? What is the moment you're in when you press play? Maybe fucking screenshot that moment. Share it on your Instagram. I don't know how people do it, where they like show what they're listening to while they show what they're doing. You know, I don't know how they do that. But if you can't do that, post it online. Let's see what you're doing when you listen to this. You know, can you imagine somebody's just like drowning their kid? And they're like, oh my God, you caught me right in the middle of me drowning Bobby. I told him not to put trash on the floor. But what are you going to do? At least it's a funny episode today. Starting out dark, you know. It's fucking 4 in the morning. I'm an idiot. I'm so behind on sleep. I'm fucking exhausted. But, you know, Delirious Lev, 3% funnier. Everybody knows that. So, got some shit written down. You know, we're going to have a fun time. Right? We got some good emails. One of them I've been dying to read, so I'm excited to read it. If you have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. If you're a part of the Patreon, go ahead and include that in the subject so I know I can get to it quicker and I can bang it out in a Friday episode. If you're not a part of the Patreon, you want to support the show, support the fucking show. All right, it's $5 or $10 a month, $25 if you have a humongous hog. That's the cost of having a big hog, all right? You got to fucking pay a little extra. That's fair. Fair is fair. You get to have a better life. So, you know, pay up. But yeah, support the show. New episode every single Friday. We're doing video as well. We got fucking 2 great guest episodes just came out over the last 2 weeks. You can get the full video on there. Also, do you guys, if I'm doing a solo episode, do you want to see the video of it? I might start throwing the video on the Patreon if people want it as well. I don't know if you guys want video for solo. I don't know if you care, but let me know. And really quickly, shout out to the $10 patrons. If you're a patron at that level, you already know I give you that personal follow on Insta and you get a fucking shout out on the show. So I wanted to give a quick shout out to Amy Downey, Itzamara Machado. That sounds like the name of like a fucking Brazilian MMA fighter. Madeline Errett, Sarah S. Damn, does that say Delaney? It's like Deline. I think it's... Fuck. I'm going to go ahead and say Deline. Deline? Decline? Was this just somebody who got declined? If I fuck your name up, let me know. Deline Gigakos. Jesus, guys. I mean, let's pick some fucking easier names here. Una Singh. Lindsay Henning, what is his name? Deline Gigakos. That's going to be my guess. But yeah, thank you guys for being fucking $10 pages. I appreciate you supporting the show, especially during these times. Usually before these episodes, I go online and I look up what's going on in the news and I, you know, try to talk about some shit that's happening, give you my take on it. But I got it. This is the first time, I think, in my life that I have genuinely felt like I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. I've lost complete track. I don't fucking know. Does anybody else have this growing frustration where you're like, what the fuck is happening? Who's right? Who's wrong? What's the truth? I have no goddamn clue anymore. I mean, like, you go on Twitter and you hit the fucking, you know, the trending, and it's like Obamagate. And then right underneath that is Trumpgate. So immediately, and each one has like a million tweets, so you know that both sides are just fucking accusing the other of some shit, you know? Is any of this real? Is this all just fucking Russian bots taking over Twitter? Like, what the hell is happening? I don't know what the fuck to believe anymore. There's so much misinformation and bullshit out there now, you know? Like, every fucking article is like, did you see what the Democrats did? They know. They know what they did. They're going to prison. And then the other side is like, did you see what Trump did? He's a bad boy. He's a freaking bad boy. You know, and then somewhere along the line, they're like, the cruises are opening back up. It's like, shut the fuck up about the cruises, all right? Jesus Christ. That's all people need right now is fucking more goddamn cruises. More fucking, you know, more buffets. Yuck. Look, if you died on a cruise, you had it coming. I'm just going to put that out there. If you, you know, you got trapped in a cruise, I don't care whether it was COVID or if you fell off, that's on you, okay? And before, you know, if you're going to start bitching to me about how that's inappropriate to say, ask yourself first, do you know anybody that's died on a fucking cruise? All right, the answer is no, because you're normal people, okay? But yeah, I don't know what the fuck is happening. I just saw the other day, literally in the same day, I saw two articles. One, a video of Dr. Fauci, the main fucking dude, telling people why, literally saying people should not be wearing masks. They don't do anything. He said, like, they're not preventing the spread. At most, you're keeping in one droplet. Don't wear them. And then the fucking next day, the White House is making everybody wear masks, you know, because people started testing positive. And then I'm riding around on my bike around the fucking city. The streets are completely empty, and yet people are still walking in the goddamn bike lane. Just fucking clueless people, housewives and shit. I was two housewives walking right through the bike lane. I'm like going 40 miles a fucking hour. I got two more friends on bikes right behind me. We're streamlining. And literally, she's just fucking standing there, just walking straight towards me. The arrogance, you know? And I literally said, I'm like, hey, you're in the bike lane, babe. And she goes, and she knew she was wrong, and then she decided to flip the topic. Like, I go, hey, you're in the bike lane, babe. She goes, where's your mask, Cucurio? She said some fucking, you know, some Brazilian curse word at me. I think it was, you know, she learned it from Itzamaro Machado. She might be a patron. But yeah, fucking, you know, I don't know what to believe anymore. Do we, look, honestly, I'm not wearing a fucking mask, all right? Unless you make it, you know, so that it's, if you don't wear one, it's illegal or whatever the fuck, and you can tell, you can show me that it's actually dangerous for me not to wear a mask to other people. I'm not putting on a fucking mask, all right? I was a fat kid. Everybody told me to wear a mask in middle school and elementary school, and you know what? I'm over it, all right? I'm not going back to that life, so. Unless beyond a doubt, I don't know, is it crazy that, like, I read that Elon Musk is like, let's fucking open this factory up, and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, is that insane? Am I a fucking idiot? Like, I really don't know anymore. Is this, you know, is this thing, what's the plan here? Is this thing, you know, milder than we thought it was? Is it more serious than we thought it was? I don't know. I don't fucking know. But, you know, Elon Musk has got his fucking, his robot kid already got a microchip in his head. He named it fucking ABC minus 12 squared or whatever the fuck. And that kid's already learning how to make Teslas. So what are we going to do? We're all staying at home while those fucking guys are getting ahead? Huh? Is that what you're telling me? We got to, I'd rather be fucking, be busy. But yeah, I would just love it if there was a one goddamn reliable source that could be like, all right, listen, guys, here's the fucking facts. This is what we know. All right, this is the truth, and this is what it's going to be. But we don't have that anywhere. We don't fucking have that. It's just all the media, everything has just turned into such a stirring pot of horse shit at this point, you know? I don't fucking know. I don't know anymore. So yeah, fuck the news. That's what I'm saying. There's no goddamn point. There's no fucking point. I think this is why people obsess with, like, pop culture and shit instead. Did you hear about Madonna? Yeah, one time she had a rash. Wow. Thanks for that. But, you know, people, it's just easier to learn that shit than it is to fucking try to go through 38 different websites to figure out what really happened with the CIA. You know what I mean? It's a fucking mess. It's a mess. But, in other words, me and you, I'm thinking about moving to L.A. I don't know. I don't know if crime is just going to, like, explode in L.A. and New York over the next fucking year, but if it doesn't and the comedy clubs are still closed, I might just move out there. I might just be like, fuck it, get some more space, get some sunlight, you know, ride a bike around. If the club's open here in New York, I'll probably stay here and do comedy. You know, because there's more comedy clubs here. We got the Stand here. We got some fucking great clubs to do stand-up at. But I don't know. I love change. I need change. I feel like I can only be in a place like 3 years at a time. I gotta bounce around. I gotta be bi-coastal, bisexual. I gotta buy a fucking dildo hanging on my wall. You know what? I don't know. I'm going off the fucking rails here. Is that how everybody feels? But yeah, I don't fucking know. Maybe I'll move to LA. Maybe I'm watching too much porn. Who knows what the goddamn problem is? I just saw a porno. Not 13 minutes ago, and I'm in the middle of jerking off, and it was shot in a way where you're kind of seeing like it was a compilation, you know. And by the way, that's how you say that word. I think that's how you say that word. I love it when a girl tells me her favorite word. I love a compilation. What kind of porn do you like? I love a good compilation of, like, all right, that's nice. This is a compile nation. We are a compile nation together. But anyways, I'm watching this fucking porno. And, you know, I'm jerking it. I'm slamming the hog. You know, slapping it around. Doing what you do on a Monday at 4 a.m. Squeezing the raccoon. Milking the possum. You know, whatever your term of choice. That's what I was doing to my penis. And all of a sudden, the guy, like, it comes, right? He shoots his cum, like, all over her. But here's the problem. They shot it in this weird way where my brain registered the cum as, like, coming out at me. And my brain was like, oh. And I fucking juked left. While jerking off, my brain juked. And I flew left. I almost blew my fucking shoulder out. Just because this guy decided to pop out of nowhere and be like, yeah, I'm coming now. I don't know why you would shoot something that way. That would just make, you know, me as a man be like, oh, yeah, I just got came on in this straight porno I'm watching. I'll think about that for 8 years now. You know, maybe it's on me. Maybe it's on me. Maybe I picked the wrong video. Maybe I ignored the fact that the title said only click this if you're gay and want to see men come on you. Who knows? I might get too many gay jokes these days. I don't even know. But yeah, it was. I thought that was a fun experience. So let's fucking get into these emails, people. Let's get into these emails before I pass out. It should be illegal to do podcasts while you're this tired. I just can't get any fucking sleep anymore. I gotta fucking wake up, do another person's podcast. Then I got to memorize a fucking monologue that I don't even want to do and get that sent in. Oh, I got to write like 40 things. It's a goddamn mess. I get why people had slaves. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should have slaves. One of the worst things to ever happen to humanity. Horrible. And it was never made right. But I do get why what would make a person go, yeah, that'd be great. You know, I'm not saying I'd ever have one. I never would. I don't care how much work I had to do. I don't care if I had to fucking, you know, build a whole country. I wouldn't do it. I would just hire people and pay them instead or figure out a different way. But I'm just saying, you know, when you got a mountain of work in front of you, first human thought that comes to your head is probably slaves. I don't know. I'm just putting it out there. Don't do it, but I'm just saying. Okay, I'm done fucking around. All right, let's get into these fucking emails. We're having a good time. We're joking. We're slamming the ham. Okay, this email, I've been wanting to read this. Help. All caps, should I apologize to a guy I fucked for having a stank pussy? All right, guys, buckle in. Plug those noses. Plug that butt. Let's do it. Hi, Lev. Big fan of the show and you. I'm going to try to keep this short because that tense will be long-winded. Warning, this is very gross. Oh, great. All right, here we go. I normally do not have a stanky pussy. Okay? That's not even her telling you. That's me telling you that. I normally do not have a stanky pussy. Okay? She goes, this was a one-off incident. So I fucked this guy a few days ago. I'm quarantining, but it'll make this email too long if I explained why I broke it. I'm not judging anymore. I get it. I fucking get it. After I fucked him, my vagina was really sore and raw because he has a big dick and I haven't had sex in a while. The next day, I noticed a horrible smell coming from my vagina. I assumed it was because of the sex, like he fucked up my pH levels. That's what I love about you guys. It's just you and fish tanks are just the only things that have fucking pH levels you got to check in on. Or gave me an STD, or the wounds from his giant cock vigorously plunging into my tight pussy got infected. Jesus Christ, that's some sexting lingo if I've ever heard it. I discovered today, that's like when a spelling bee champ starts sexting. Your cock was vigorously plunging into my tight pussy-anus cavity, and I was worried about an infection. I discovered that today that the smell was, in fact, coming from a tampon I had wedged up in me. How does that happen? How do you just forget? You know, you'd think you'd feel a thing like that. Despite my period having ended over a week ago. It'd be funny if that's what Bobby Shmurda's song was about. You know. What's the line right before? Bitch left a tampon about a week ago. So this means I had the rotting tampon in me when I fucked that guy. Jesus. I am horrified. Before I fucked him, my puss smelled a little stale, but I assumed it was because my period had recently ended and I was due for a shower. I washed my puss diligently in the shower, and I assumed that took care of any smells. He didn't say anything to me about my vagina smelling. There's just no way he didn't smell it. He was eating my pussy and fingering me for 20 minutes straight. I honestly don't know how he did it because that thing smelled like death. Jesus Christ. He came 3 times, so I think it must not have been that bad, but there's absolutely no way he didn't smell something being a little off. I really want to fuck this guy again, but I'm scared he won't want to because he thinks my snatch naturally smells like week old rotting tampon. I'm like gagging right now. I feel it. I hooked up with him one previous time and my vagina didn't smell then, but still. Should I text him and apologize and explain if he noticed my pussy smelling it was a tampon and risk making myself look bad in case he didn't actually smell it? Should I just hope he didn't smell it and wait for him to ask to hook up again, even though he never may because stank pussy? Should I just hope he didn't smell it and ask him to hook up again? Should I ask if he noticed anything off? Should I just never talk to him again? I don't know what to do. I don't want him to think my pussy actually smells like that, but I also don't want to lament about my rotting tampon if he didn't notice it. Please help. I have no pics of him, but here are some pics of me. Why would I need pics of him? I don't know why you would think that, you know. Good pics. Here's what I would do if I were you. People make mistakes, okay? What I would do is I would bring it up, like, right away. That's exactly what I do. Bring it up and start making fun of it. And that's it. Anytime you fuck up, anytime you make mistakes, I think the best thing you can ever do in life, bring it up, make fun of it, you know, take your beating for it, you know what I mean? Have people roast you, and move on. That's it. And be like, dude, I would just straight up be like, dude, I didn't realize this has never happened to me. I left a fucking tampon inside of me, and my vagina smelled like death. I don't know how you did that, you know, that's fucking, I owe you one. Can I buy you lunch? That's what I would fucking do. You know what I mean? Get ahead of it. Get ahead of the situation. I think playing it silently is the wrong move. I think he probably immediately was like texting his friends and was like, dude, this girl just had the fucking stankest pussy I've ever experienced in my life. You know, that's what dudes do. But you can correct that. You can be like, look, and he's going to be like, oh, turns out that girl's not actually disgusting. She just like fucked up. That's going to be what the story turns into. And that's a much easier story. So that's what I would do. It's not that big of a fucking deal. You know, I think if it happened to me as a guy, I don't know, like, what I'm imagining that to smell like, I don't think I'd ever get past that. I think that might be what finally made me gay. But, you know, that would definitely fix my feelings towards the person, I think. I'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, she's not dying of a vagina disease. She's just an idiot. Nah, I'm kidding. I'd be like, yeah, she just fucked up. It's fine. Make light of the situation. That's what you always got to fucking do. All right. So I don't know. So joke around about it. Apologize. Don't treat it like it's a fucking huge deal, because it's not. And that's what I would do. And see if he's down to, you know, take another trip to Pound Town with you. I don't know. Two seats open. You know what I mean? One for you, one for him, together. You take a ride. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm talking about sex now. It's all bus metaphors. So buckle in, folks. Next email. God, I don't know why I felt like I was fucking gagging during that. Anybody else? But yeah, fuck it. It's not a big deal. Get ahead of it. Don't ignore it. I'd much rather be like, hey, dude, I fucked up, than have somebody just think I had a rotting vulture of a vagina for the rest of my life. Next email, double standards. Hi, emailing you as instructed. How improper would it be to ask a guy for a dick pic? I know it's different for girls sending nudes. What guy is going to turn down a nude? That's actually really funny. The idea of a dude turning down nudes. Of a girl like, you want to see my tits? No. No, honey. I don't want to see your stupid tits. Why don't you present an investment portfolio for me? Do something useful. Stop trying to use your tits to get ahead in life, baby. I would love to meet that guy. I know it's different for girls sending nudes. What guy is going to turn around and dick pics? It's like hit or miss. Like, did she ask for it or not? But, okay, so with everyone in quarantine, can a girl ask for a dick pic and decide from there if she wants to continue the conversation, or is that fucked up? I feel like guys during this pandemic aren't invested in making meaningful conversations, since there is no definite day of when this is going to be over. Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. So guys, at least the ones I'm matching with on Hinge, will talk back and forth, move it off the app to texting, start sexting, and then that's it. Yeah, I feel like anybody who's on dating apps and is like, not just trying to sext or send nudes. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? What the fuck are you doing? It's like shocking to me when you're like talking to somebody at a dating app. You're like, you want to snap, and you send that smirk emoji. She's like, I'm not. And I'm like, all right, what are you fucking? What else is gonna happen right now? Why even be on this app? What do you think? There's like normal people left. It's all us crazies. Anyway, she goes, guys, we'll talk, move it off the app, start sexting, and that's it. I don't know. I mean, is it fucked up to just base it off of size from the start, since who knows if we'll ever meet in person? That's not bullshit. We all know there's a double standard for men and women when it comes to sex, but I think it's clicked for me talking to men of different ages. Guys just want to fuck. Then once they've had you, they're most likely done with you, or you get recycled into their rotation. So if we're thinking like men now, is it fair for women to decide in this pandemic age, at least based off dick size? Any input is appreciated. So you're basically asking me, can I ask a dude for a dick pic to decide based on his dick and the size of it if I want to fuck him? My honest answer is do whatever the fuck you want. You know, if dick size really matters to you and you are very particular about the size of dick you want, then fucking... then just do that. I don't care. You know, I got a medium-ish dick. This would not offend me. You know what I mean? I think, if anything, if a girl told me, hey, like, I just need a huge hog in my life. I'm like, I am a huge hog. She's like, no, I mean, like, the dick. You know? And I'm like, oh, what are you trying to say? And then, you know, we have a murder-suicide. But no, I'd be like, oh, okay, all right. I get that. I'm glad you said something ahead of time. I wouldn't want us to fucking, you know, not be a good fit for the next year. That's fine. Just take it on the fucking chin. I think that's totally fine. Look, men date based on women's appearances all the fucking time. you know. So I don't care if this, if you feel like to you, you know, it matters and that's what you, that's a priority to you, then fuck it. Who gives a shit? You know, maybe some people will be like, that's really shallow. Like the, a guy's size is everything. Who cares? Do you? If that's what your instinct is saying to do, then maybe do that. You know what I mean? I don't think you're doing anything criminal here. I don't think this is a big fucking deal. I also think if you want to ask a dude for a dick pic, you can do that. I don't think it matters. Just like, but I wouldn't be like, hi, I would like to see if you're big enough now. I would be like, let me see your cock. And if you don't like it, just let it fizzle out. You know? I think most dudes are like pretty eager to send dick pics. We love doing it. We love doing it. We love masturbating. We love sending hoggers. You know? It's how it goes. So, do whatever the fuck you want. We'll make this the last one before I pass the fuck out. Patreon Hinge help. Dear Lev, I need a male perspective on online dating. I'm using Hinge a lot these days because obviously I can't meet men in the wild. Here's the thing. I find it hard to gauge guys that I'm talking to and usually just decide they're a bit cringe and let the chat fizzle. I just really go off in-person vibes when it comes to dating, and I find it hard to do this via dating apps. I live in London, and I sense that meeting men in the wild won't happen for a while, so I want some advice on how to make the most of the apps. Could you break down a male perspective on dating apps and what you think a successful Hinge conversation should be like for the guy to want to take it off the app to go on a date eventually? Sincerely, Bored in the House. You know what I would do if I were you is I would be like, yo, dude, let's do a 10-minute FaceTime date. And just have a FaceTime call with them. You're going to get a much better vibe of a person that way. I think that'd be a fun way to do it. Yeah, it's going to, you know, who knows when this is going to be over? Who knows when you're actually going to be able to go on dates? Chatting, I think, is a fucking terrible way to get a gauge of anybody. I mean, if you just go off chats, you're going to think I'm the fucking biggest, you know, scumbag on earth. You know, I'll come off as like the biggest fuckboy of all time. But, you know, I'm actually a pretty sensible dude. So, yeah, why don't you just set up, if you want to get to know, you want to see if you'll like the person's vibe, set up a couple FaceTime calls. And set the time limit ahead of time. Be like, let's do 10 minutes. So that way, once it hits like 10 minutes, you know, or, you know, if it sucks, within 3 minutes, you're like, all right, I only got 7 more minutes of this shit. And I don't have to make it weird. Or you might be like, oh, this is going great. Let's keep it going longer. But it leaves you like a way out. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. I would try that. I think that'd be a fun thing to do. I think it's good to step out of your comfort zone. I've definitely dated chicks that started out with a FaceTime call. I think it's good to just jump into cold water sometimes and be like, oh, we're here now. What do we do? You know, do we like this? So that would be my advice to you. As always, I love you all. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you for being a part of the Patreon if you are. Thank you for sharing the show. That goes such a fucking long way. And I hope everybody's safe. I hope everybody's healthy. We're all going to get through this. Everything's going to be fucking fine. And I'm dreading today a lot. I got a lot of shit to do. It's going to fucking suck. But, you know, just another day to get through. That's going to be all it is. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. Get on a fucking, if the weather's good, go find a fucking bike. You're not going to regret it. And take care, guys. Take fucking care. And I'll see you guys on the Friday bonus episode. Most likely going to have a guest on that one as well. So I'll check in on you guys on Friday. Cheers.